SBS Filipino.
Nais mo bang mas mahusay ang iyong pagtanda? Kung ganon, maaaring gusto mong isaalang-alang ang pagsali sa isang koro. Ang pag-awit ay isang bagay na karamihan sa atin ay naranasan sa isang punto sa ating buhay. Ito man ay pagkanta sa paaralan o palihim kapag naliligo. Ngunit alam ba ninyo na ang pagsali sa koro ay aktwal na may napatunayang benepisyo para sa positibong pagtanda? Sa ulat ni Amit Chen Yu Wang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si May Har Randall ay 54 na taong gulang at ilang taon ng isang may bahay nang magdesisyon na sumali sa isang koro. Hindi niya agad na pagtanto kung gaano mababago ang kanyang buhay mula dito.
I was very shy. I didn't want to go anywhere. So from the choir, I've done recording. I've sang in front of big crowds. I've sang in front of thousands of people. So I wasn't scared.
7 taon na mula nang sumali sa koro o choir at sinabi ni May Har, masaya siya sa bawat sandali sa koro.
Because we tend to, you know, keep us everything inside, and when we sing, we're more happy, and we really let our voice heard, and singing really relaxes us, and it really connects us with everybody.
Si May Har ay bahagi ng Mixed Beans Multicultural Choir na nakabase sa pinakaiba't iba ang etnikong lungsod ng Logan sa Queensland. Ang koro o choir ay pinamamahalaan ng lokal na mga awit na si Kathy Mandy at nagpupulong-pulong tuwing Martes ng hapon sa Beenleigh Library.
Because a lot of people, when they first come to live in Australia, come into Logan and they come into the library, they're looking for some assistance, they're looking for connections, they want to learn English, they want some help with getting to know people and what's available in their communities.
Kaya inisip ng aklatan na isang magandang ideya ang magkakasamang kumanta ang mga tao at sinimula ng isang koro na may multicultural na focus.
To encourage people who do come from non-English speaking backgrounds and different cultural backgrounds to come together and connect with others. Really a good opportunity for people who are already here, the locals, to get to know the new locals, the new people who are moving in.
Ang mga member ng choir ay nagmula sa iba't ibang bahagi ng mundo.
I'm originally from Fiji and I joined the choir because I need to belong to the community and to network.
Ito ang ikalimang taon ng 58 taong gulang na si Kenneth Zink sa Australia. Matapos na masstroke noong nakaraang taon, nagdesisyon siya na sumali sa koro bilang bahagi ng kanyang rehabilitasyon.
Joining this choir, I meet so many friends and knowing Australians and knowing all sorts of races, which is great to meet in a social atmosphere like this choir that we have.
Si Dr. Jane Southcott ay isang associate professor sa Faculty of Education ng Monash University. Sa kanyang malawak na panaliksik sa musika sa komunidad, positibong pagtanda at multiculturalismo, napansin niya na ang mga miyembro ng choir ay maaaring makatulong sa mga nakatatandang migrante na makapagtatag ng isang pakiramdam ng pagiging isang komunidad at pagtagumpayan ang panlipunang paghihiwalay. Tinukoy niya isang koro ng mga matatandang kababaihang Chino sa Victoria.
For example, parents joining their children who have busy working lives in Australia and they have grandchildren here who go to school. Their first language is not necessarily always spoken in the home. And so often these women come here to be with their family, but their family is very busy. And so to find a group of people that they can spend time with who speak the same language, have shared common experiences, is a liberating and enlivening activity because otherwise they're just sitting at home by themselves waiting for people to come home.
Isang mga awit sa koro, nauunawaan mismo ni Dr. Jane Southcott ang kapangyarihan o lakas ng pagkanta sa isang grupo upang matulungan ang mga taong umedad ng mas mahusay.
There's quite a lot of interesting research that proves that singing with a group of people just actually makes you feel happier. And it offers them a sense of still feeling useful.
Sa Mixed Beans Choir, tinuturuan ni Kath Mandy ang mga miyembro na umawit ng isang bagong awiting Spanyol.
person would come along to choir and we'd say, oh, whereabouts are you from? And they might say, I'm from Fiji. We'd say, oh, wow, that's great. We've never had anyone join us from Fiji before. Maybe you could teach us a song. We've just ended up with a rich, organic, multilingual repertoire, which is quite unusual and unique.
Ang mga member ng koro ay nagsimulang mag-aral ng isang banyagang awit sa isang pagkakataon. Sa kasalukuyan, kumakanta sila sa 30 iba't ibang wika. Sinabi ni Mayhar, ang pag-aaral ng mga banyagang awitin ay binubuhay ang kanyang mga kasanayan sa pag-iisip at memorya.
I shock myself because learning to sing is different from learning to read. Is this music help me to remember the words? And 30 different songs of different languages, I surprised myself, I remember the words without looking at the song sheets.
Isa namang dating leader ng koro sa Fiji, ang pagkanta sa iba't ibang wika ay isang bagong karanasan para kay Kenneth Zink.
It was challenging because I had to learn Japanese. When they said, right, this is a Japanese song, and for a Fijian, that's it's fantastic, you know. And I think it's a new challenge, and it's great to sing in Japanese and also to sing in French or Latin or Italian. So these are new things that we never tried in Fiji.
Sinabi ni Kath Mandy, ang pag-awit ay maaari ring mapabuti ang kabuuan ng kalusugan, lalo na para sa mga matatandang tao na maaaring makaramdam na sila ay bumabagal at nagsisimulang mawala ang kakayahang gumawa ng ilang mga bagay sa buhay.
We're very physical when we sing. Our bodies are our instrument. So I get people up and moving. They get to learn how to move in rhythm, keeping the beat, and then learning how to use their voice and use their lungs and all the muscles that are engaged by that.
Ngayon, 61 taong gulang, sinabi ni Mayhar, hindi na niya maiisip ang buhay na wala ang koro na tinatawag niyang kanyang mahalagang perlas.
I love music, but I couldn't sing. But my conductor said, if you can talk, you can sing. So anybody can join the choir. So don't be scared, people. Don't be scared. So just join a choir and be happy.
Ang napakalawak na kahulugan ng kagalakan ay siyentipikong napatunayan. Ayon sa isang dokumento noong taong 2013 na inilathala sa Frontiers in Psychology. Sumasang-ayon ang conductor ng koro na si Kath Mandy na makakamit mo ang higit na positibong resulta kapag umaawit kasama ang iba.
The evidence is there. They've seen that when choir members sing together, they start to synchronize their heartbeats. They start to synchronize their breathing. And they start to feel more connected to each other as a result. And you see communities starting to form. So if you're a person experiencing isolation or loneliness, and a lot of older people do, then you're combating that by going and singing with other people. You're starting to feel connected to a community. And you make new friends.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.